American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. Protecting American values faster than Democrats can defend felons and illegal terrorist gang members. No traveling to Central American countries required.
We choose to go to the moon and do the other thing. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
It is time for us to realize that we're too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams.
I have a dream that one day, this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. 3, 2, 1.
This is American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
Let me just say something, folks. We are in the midst of a constitutional showdown that is nothing short of foundational. And it's not just about trade, but it's about who runs America. The people elected President Trump, the president of the United States of America, right?
Yeah.
And if the Supreme Court of the United States strips the president of the power to impose emergency tariffs, I mean, we're looking at a transformed republic. I think one where our global adversaries know that the president is handcuffed and the only leverage for America is what? Military action? Because if the court stands with the president, right, and this is what the Supreme Court is currently considering.
Right.
If the justices affirm that the president of the United States has the authority to levy these tariffs, then we're upholding national sovereignty, economic strength, a powerful, powerful deterrent to military action. And so that's why it matters. And President Trump, just last week, or actually over the weekend, publicly urged the Supreme Court of the United States to uphold his tariff regime.
It really would be
disastrous.
It would be catastrophic to foreign policy for the Supreme Court to strike down Trump's tariff authority, which I do believe Congress ceded to Trump in that 1970s law, because it does say that the president can declare an emergency and then he can cut off trade with any other country. And the Supreme Court justices asked about this. They said, wait, if he has the power to eliminate trade altogether, why wouldn't he also have the power and the ability to simply regulate trade through tariffs? And remember why Donald Trump is doing all these tariff moves. It's not because he just hates other countries. It's because they have been imposing tariffs on us, which has been creating a disruption in our balance of trade. We run trade deficits with almost every other country on the earth. And part of the reason why we do is because they have imposed higher tariffs on goods coming from the United States than we've imposed on them. So there's an imbalance. It's cheaper to sell stuff into the U.S. than it is for U.S. stuff to be sold into any other country on the planet. That's not fair. That's not right. That's not free trade. We've been sold a bill of goods since the 1990s about free trade. We've never actually had real free trade with any other country. The NAFTA, North American Free Trade Agreement, right? Remember that back in the 1990s? Bill Clinton pushed that in. Ross Perot said it's going to be a giant sucking sound. The free trade agreement did not eliminate all tariffs from Mexico or Canada. It didn't. So how can you call it a free trade agreement when they still are putting tariffs on our lumber, when they're still putting tariffs on our beef, on our pork, on our dairy, on our products going to their country? They still have tariffs on us. Now, we got rid of all of our tariffs on them.
Well, look, here's the other part. President Trump says, look, I've solved all of these wars, right? Or I've ended many wars. That's why he's referred to as the peace president.
But he used the threat of tariffs to bring countries to the negotiating table when they hate each other, but they love being able to sell stuff to the U.S.
Absolutely. And look, there are other legal tools, as President Trump pointed out. You can impose restrictions under existing trade law.
Right.
You can use traditional congressional trade actions.
Okay.
You know, like hearings and but those are slow. By design, those are slow.
Right.
Where you've got, you know, all the lobbying, and by the time a decision finally gets through, the harm has been done.
Well, and foreign lobbying. Don't forget about that. There's foreign lobbying that goes on. So these countries that the Congress will be proposing to put tariffs on, they will be pouring money into the campaign coffers.
Well,
of people running for office, or they're going to be doing backroom deals or whatever.
But the damage is already done.
Yes.
They'll flood your market.
Right.
They'll flood your industries.
Yeah.
And then they'll rely on this sluggish, dysfunctional Congress to react, if at all.
We almost completely lost our steel industry in this country. Without tariffs that Donald Trump was placing on China in his first administration, that, by the way, Joe Biden kept in place. Did you notice this? Joe Biden kept in place all the tariffs that Donald Trump put on China from his first administration. Joe Biden kept those in place.
And
if they're so unconstitutional, why did the Democrat president who ran saying that everything Donald Trump does is evil keep his tariffs in place for four years?
Let's put it out there, though. Okay, so when you have a nation, and I'll say misbehaves, or doing something obviously that is not in America's best interest.
When a nation is
like they steal intellectual property.
Yes, when they cheat.
Or they dump cheap steel to destroy American industry. Or when they manipulate their currency.
Are we just talking about China?
No, but I mean, there's lots of other examples.
Okay.
But my point is, when a nation misbehaves, maybe they have moved into your hemisphere.
So we're still talking about China.
I guess so. China's a pretty bad actor.
They're a pretty bad actor. They've done all those things.
But nevertheless, you have two choices. You can either, okay, let's back up. Let's talk about North Korea.
Okay.
Right? I mean, you can either, they misbehave, right? They've resumed nuclear testing.
Yeah, but we don't do any trade with North Korea.
They're rattling their saber, so to speak.
Yeah.
You've got two choices when someone misbehaves here in this
okay.
instance. You can either fire missiles.
Yeah.
Or you can raise tariffs. Now,
I mean, you impose sanctions,
so,
but a lot of countries have basically become sanction-proof.
But tariffs punish bad behavior economically instead of militarily.
Yes.
So you hit their industries and their exports and their elites, and you don't put your soldiers in harm's way
right.
in the process. Look at history. Nations don't go to war when the costs are too high and the consequences too immediate. But that's exactly what tariffs do. They impose consequences.
Wait. I think you have to argue that nations went to war in World War I and the costs were too high. And nations went to war in World War II and the costs were too high.
No, eventually. But I don't think
they made a miscalculation.
Absolutely.
They made a huge miscalculation at the beginning of those wars.
But again, when you make the consequences immediate.
Yes.
When folks see, oh, this is not going to turn out well for us economically. We're going to end up starving our nation, then you're going to think twice about whatever it is that you're doing.
But we've never, I don't think we've ever had, since maybe the Roman Empire, we haven't had one nation that was as dominant in commerce, as dominant in trade, as the United States has been since the end of World War II.
The United States
has got a lot more power than any other nation, and we just haven't used it. Since the end of World War II, with the whole Marshall Plan, instead of using our economic power as a weapon, we decided to use our economic power in a benevolent way to build up all these other countries. And then they just expected us to continue doing that, even though they became rich and wealthy countries in the wake of World War II. And we've just kept doing it.
I understand, but this isn't a new concept. Alexander Hamilton
uh-huh.
literally wrote that tariffs are a tool to protect the American economy
yep.
against hostile foreign powers. Reagan used trade pressure.
Yep.
Trump used tariffs and got China in line without launching any missiles. Nobody wants war. But peace requires power, and tariffs are peaceful power. And that's why it's so important that the United States Supreme Court support the presidency, the executive power, to levy them.
Let's get to the top of the things you need to know before tomorrow. First thing you need to know before tomorrow, the Department of Homeland Security announced they have found 62,000 immigrant children who had gone missing during the Biden administration. That's out of a total of 300,000 children who came into the country illegally and were lost track of by Biden government officials. Border Czar Tom Holman announced those numbers this weekend on Fox and Friends. The vast majority of the children rediscovered so far were in safe environments, usually with family members.
but thousands of kids had to be rescued from sex trafficking rings coast to coast. Some were also in forced labor in dangerous jobs. Holman says President Trump committed on day one that we will do everything we can to find every one of these children.
All right, so there's outrage of putting children in cages.
Right.
But losing the children altogether
so that they can be sex trafficked.
That's perfectly fine with Democrats.
Yeah. Second thing you need to know for tomorrow, Democrat Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett announced she's running for Senate in Texas. Crockett filed her paperwork to enter the primary today, just hours before the filing deadline. She will be challenging State Rep. James Tallarico. Tallarico has already amassed a campaign fund of more than $6 million. Fellow Democrat Colin Allred dropped out of the Senate race earlier today. Allred was the Democrat Senate nominee for Texas in 2024, losing to Ted Cruz in the general election. There are three Republicans in the race for Senate, including incumbent Senator John Cornyn, State Attorney General Ken Paxton, and Congressman Wesley Hunt.
You know, the nicest thing I heard all day was from Governor Abbott.
Okay.
He said maybe for her sake, what's her name?
Jasmine Crockett.
Jasmine Crockett's sake, she'll get a job on The View.
It's possible. And the third thing you need to know for tomorrow, Paramount is trying to take over Netflix's takeover of Warner Brothers. Last week, Warner Brothers Discovery announced they had accepted a bid from Netflix to buy the historic media company for $72 billion. But over the weekend, Paramount presented a larger buyout offer directly to shareholders in Warner Brothers. Paramount's hostile takeover bid includes $108 billion in cash or $30 a share. Paramount is arguing that keeping Warner Brothers whole and separate from Netflix is essential to the future of the entertainment industry. Over the weekend, President Trump seemed to be skeptical of the Netflix-WB merger, saying he would have to take a look at the proposal before it gets approved.
No, I think Paramount actually is on point here. I think it's important, especially for competition's sake.
We got more American Ground Radio coming up. Stick around. We're talking with the American Mamas when we return.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Do you ever get tired of taking a handful of vitamins every morning? You'll love Protovite Plus from Victory Nutrition International. It's a powerful packet loaded with essentials, so just tear, mix, and sip. Add it to water, smoothies, whatever you like.
Fast, tasty, and it actually absorbs.
Get 20% off with code AGR20 at vni.life/AGR.
Protovite Plus. Go to vni.life/AGR and use the code AGR20 to save 20%.
At American Ground Radio, we believe in faith, family, and that is what Altrua Health Share is all about.
Altrua is a faith-based community where members share medical needs, helping families across America stay healthy and supported without the high costs of traditional insurance.
Healthcare the way it should be.
Learn how you can save at altruahealth.org/AGR and use promo code FREEDOM100 for an extra discount.
altruahealth.org/AGR. Promo code FREEDOM100.
Caleb, what does the Rustic Renegade stand for?
A long time ago, a wise man told me that a man should stand for something, otherwise he'll fall for anything. So our pillars of value, faith, family, and country, in that order. And we like to instill that in not just our employees, but our customers. We're faith-driven, family-driven, and American proud. So if you want to take part in a movement that begins with faith, family, and country, come by and see us or visit us online at therusticrenegade.com. And don't forget, we're the Sportsman's Paradise.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yeah, pay attention while I paint the picture. Gas prices increasing, the rich are getting richer. You need the honest, real deal info. Gotta tune in, American Ground Radio. What's happening to the country? We need order. The chaos going down at the southern border. It's getting intense, time that we make sense. Families are struggling because they can't afford rent. American Ground Radio, let's go. American Ground Radio, let's go.
We choose to go to the moon and do the other thing, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
It is time for us to realize that we're too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams.
I have a dream that one day, This nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
American Ground Radio with Louis R.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
All right, so Zoran Mamdani.
Yep.
The New York mayor-elect, New York City mayor-elect.
Yes, the socialist. Zoran, yes. The socialist mayor-elect of New York City.
And so he made a video about small businesses, and he said,
I want to crush them all?
No, no, no. Oh, he actually is promising these sweeping reforms to help small businesses in New York City.
Oh,
he's talking about cutting.
Reducing, he's going to cut taxes, he's going to reduce regulation.
Hold on, hold on. Let me get this out.
I'm so excited.
He wants to cut fees and fines.
Oh, that's good.
By 50%. He wants to expedite permits and licensing.
That's great.
He wants to even appoint a mom-and-pop czar to help fight bureaucratic delays, increase funding for small businesses. I mean, in short, he wants to make it faster, cheaper, and easier to open and keep small businesses alive in New York City.
That's great. I'm just a little nervous when a socialist starts appointing czars.
Exactly.
Now, had he appointed an ombudsman? Okay, I get that. If you've got somebody whose job is specifically to fight for the rights of small business owners through City Hall and to reduce red tape and to point out bureaucrats who are being unnecessarily obstructionist and getting those folks fired. Yeah, if you had an ombudsman, that's fine.
No, but what
a czar.
Don't buy into this.
Okay.
Because what he's actually doing.
Yeah.
It's not, this isn't a genuine effort to help small businesses per se.
Why do you say that?
Because it's a redistribution scheme aimed at Mamdani's supporters. In other words, he wants to eliminate the licensing, the restrictions on licensing, or how strict the licensing process is.
Yeah.
He wants to reduce the fees. Basically, he wants to make it easier for immigrants to this country, especially those that are here illegally, to start small businesses without meeting all of the same requirements that existing legacy small businesses in New York City have had to meet and actually comply with.
So this isn't just about helping small businesses. This is simply about helping new small businesses.
Businesses so that you don't have to.
Well, that's not capitalism because you haven't created an equal opportunity playing field. The left likes to talk a lot about equity, but when you're screwing over people who are already in business to help people who just got here, that's not equity. That's not equal.
It sounds pro-business, but it's not.
We got a question for our American mamas. Dear mamas, what's your favorite way of charitable giving at Christmas?
Well, let's ask our American mamas.
Mama, mama.
Mama told me not to come. She said, that ain't the way I've been known.
And joining us now are American mamas, Terry Nettaville and Kimberly Burleson. You know, we talked earlier this week, last week or whatever, it was about the Dell donation, the Michael and Susan Dell giving, $6.25 billion. Now, I don't think that was necessarily a Christmas gift, but it is kind of Christmas time when they've announced it.
Yeah.
What is your favorite form of charitable giving, especially this time of year?
Well, my favorite way of giving is seeing a need. Seeing a need and then giving it so it's like in real time, you know, seeing the result of that. I used to have a nonprofit, so I know how crucial it is to receive donations because you rely on them. The difference in my nonprofit is every penny went to what we were doing for military families.
Right.
My
mom did that too during the Gulf War.
Oh yeah.
She sent gift baskets over to troops over in the Middle East, and she sewed neck coolers where you just get them wet and they would cool people down out in the desert. She sewed those by hand. Every single penny she received for that charity went straight overseas.
That's what we did.
Awesome. Yeah.
You know, I've said many times that I love watching Magnum PI every single night on WeTV.
Really? You've said that many times?
Many times.
Huh.
And every night. So they have the long commercials for like St. Jude's and for the ASPCA, the pet things. They get me. They get me every time.
Well, Sarah McLachlan will make you cry.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I actually used to give to St. Jude's every month. It just came out of my checking account for years.
Okay.
So out of the blue, because the commercials are 5 minutes long, I decided to do a search on what the CEO of ASPCA makes a year.
Okay.
$1.2 million, Matthew Berkshire.
Wow. Oh
my gosh.
So then I thought.
Well, that's three times what the president makes.
Yeah. Oh. I thought, what the hell?
Okay.
Yeah. So then I looked up the, on Charity Watch, you can see City of Hope and affiliates, like all these cancer institutes.
Yep.
2.4 million, oh 5.4 more, 4 million, 5.7 million, St. Jude, 1.8 million, Red Cross, 1.3 million.
I was one person?
One person a year, the CEO of those nonprofits, and that was it for me. I was like, I will never, ever give money to any of those charities ever again. It made me sick. That's gluttonous and disgusting to me.
Especially for a group that's trying to, that says they're doing charity.
Exactly.
Well, and you're thinking about the people who are donating. They're thinking their money is going to go to the cause when they don't realize their money is going also to this person, a lot of it. I'm baffled. That is just
5.7 million?
That's unbelievable.
Are you kidding me?
What is he or is he doing?
Well, I think about, you know, Red Cross, for instance, and people standing there ringing the bell, and these kids, these commercials are taking their lemonade stand money and pouring it in the pot, and you feel this, oh my gosh. And then you see the CEO sitting in his mansion with his unbelievable cars and his yacht, and I thought, I can never give to them again for that reason. Mm-hmm. I looked at the nonprofits like Wounded Warrior and USO, because those are the ones that were closest to my heart, and they average $500,000 to $750,000.
For their CEOs?
For the CEOs,
okay.
Which, you know, for me,
still a lot.
Still, that's a lot. That's a big salary, you know, with people giving you money and that kind of thing, and I don't understand why you need that much, but I'm also all about being a capitalist, but these are nonprofits. These aren't just companies. There's a big difference to me. And
my favorite way of giving is through service, is through time. I mean, I work for theaters. I work for the church, just donating time. And I think there's something about that for me that I get more out of that than donating money. And maybe it's because by donating my time, I actually see the result of what I'm doing.
You receive mm-hmm. the blessing.
Yeah. And it's not like somebody's making a profit off of my time when I'm working.
Yeah. What I love to do is kind of year round. I have, there's a lot of kids in my life that are going through school, and whenever they have, whether it's for their team or for their church group or whatever, if they send me a thing asking me for money to, you know, even if it's buying whatever it is they're selling, like Coach Kaz reached out to me. He's the Air Force baseball coach on Giving Tuesday. And he was like, hey, you want to give? And I was like, heck yeah. To America's team, the Air Force boys? Of course I will. But when people reach out to me, and it's something that I think I want to help this kid, or I want to help Coach Kaz or whatever, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do that more so than I would if it was like given to, you know, some of those places that you said.
I'm going to have to give you my nephew.
I'll get a bunch of texts now
for track and orchestra and all this.
Especially if you're selling something for your school, and there's like, if I sell 20 of these, I get to have
Oh yeah, I'll buy those up all day.
I'll get 19 right now.
The blessing is seeing that child, because they get so excited, and really that's why you're giving it, not for the whatever they're selling, but for that kid, you know, and that excitement they have.
Yeah.
If you'd like to ask our American Mamas a question, go to our website, AmericanGodRadio.com/mamas, and click on the Ask the Mamas button. Terry Nettifold, Kimberly Burleson, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And coming up next on American Ground Radio, we are digging deep. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio. You're listening to American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
There are lots of problems in America today. Fortunately, there are even more solutions if you know where to look. And that is why we wrote Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great. This is a big country and it's full of big, bold solutions to our most pressing problems. Just read inside. Okay, how do you bring down the prices for quality health care? Read page 91. How do you fix Social Security? Read page 77. How do you improve education for the next generation? Read page 103. America is a big country with big solutions to our biggest problems. But you have to know where to look. Success Leaves Clues. By showing you where things are going right in America, we'll show you the way to restore the American dream for you and your family. What is it that makes America great? That is on page 135. Read Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great by Lewis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr, and see the answers we discover to our most looming challenges. Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great. Available today at Amazon.com or BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. I want to ask you to tune into American Ground Radio Podcast, where they dig deeper to bring you the stories that matter, the principles that built this nation, and the conversations that keep freedom alive, land of the free because of the brave. Hosted by Lewis R. Avalone and our pal Stephen Parr, American Ground Radio is not just about politics. It's about the American spirit, the grit, the determination, the unshakable belief that America is still the greatest nation on God's green earth. Other shows give you the news. Lewis and Stephen give you perspective and optimism, the power to believe again. If you love this country, this is your show. Planting seeds, growing freedom. Subscribe now on the Salem Podcast Network or wherever you listen. This is American Ground Radio.
You're listening to the fastest growing conservative talk show in the country. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall tales from Joe Biden in a single bound. Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a weather balloon from China.
We could go to war. I'm for real. So you better check yourself.
No. It's American Ground Radio. Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way.
It's now available with no artificial flavors, sweetenings, or petroleum-based dyes. It's all natural, harvested on American ground. You're making America smart again, baby.
If you're tired of paying through the nose for health insurance, it's time to think smarter with Altria.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Lewis R. Avalone.
You know, there's an Irish priest, Father Brendan Kilcoyne.
Okay.
And he is saying something that not a lot of men of the cloth or of the clergy are willing to say.
All right.
Basically, as far as Ireland is concerned, he says Ireland, and he says this in his homilies week after week, he says Ireland isn't simply drifting away from Christianity. It's being pulled apart from both ends. Now, both ends, there are two forces basically attacking. One is secularism.
Okay.
In our country, secularism. Boy, that's a mouthful. But nevertheless, it's also immigration in Ireland. And he says that there is a massive influx of people in Ireland, and this is the part that no one wants to say out loud,
right?
But it's happening in many other countries, not just Ireland. But he says there's a massive influx of people whose values do not come from Christianity at all,
right?
But entirely different religious traditions. And what he is calling for, and again, this is a Catholic priest, he is calling for not just legal immigration, but only legal Christianity immigration. So he's basically calling only for the immigration of Christians
into Ireland.
into Ireland, because he said, look, this is once a culture that took for granted the Gospels.
Right.
The Gospels were part of Ireland's culture, Irish culture.
And moreover, it informs how people in the culture interact with one another. If you are in a society that is predominantly Christian, there is a way people tend to interact with one another that is different than when you're in a society that is predominantly Muslim, or when you're in societies that are predominantly atheists. There is simply a difference in the way that people interact and the way that people will communicate. People go to the South, and when you're checking out of a grocery store, you're much more likely to hear people say, have a blessed day, than you are in other parts of the country.
Yeah, no.
Right? It's part of the cultural interaction. Have a blessed day. It's just different than have a nice day.
But I don't think he's calling for this, you know, for only Christians to be allowed into Ireland, trying to be provocative for shock value. I think he's calling for it for civilization maintenance. He's saying that a country that forgets what shaped it will soon forget itself altogether.
Yes.
And I think that's across many Western countries.
Ronald Reagan.
If you just keep pretending that Christianity is just one lifestyle choice among many, soon what was once Christian will be something very different and unrecognizable.
Ronald Reagan said, if we don't know what we did, we won't know who we are. We were founded by people who came here so that they could worship freely, worship Jesus freely. That's who came here. That's who started this country. If we forget that, we won't know who we are.
I mean, we're watching a slow motion civilization replacement otherwise.
Let's dig deep.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down.
So there's a new poll out by Harvard Harris X. And look, anytime we talk about Harvard Harris X, we have to acknowledge they had one of the worst performances of any polling outfit the last three election cycles. They are regularly off by more than 5% favoring Democrats. Is that a fair statement of them, do you think?
Oh, absolutely. Always.
Okay. So that's part of why I thought this was a particularly interesting survey. They asked people if they supported or opposed a series of policy proposals on every policy that's being pushed by the Trump administration. More voters support the idea than oppose it. And again, this is a poll that is traditionally biased leftward.
Wait. More voters
support Donald Trump's policies than oppose his policies.
So did they... Now, generally, they would oversample Democrats more so than Republicans.
Yeah.
So what did they do here?
Well, for example, it's their same type of polling group.
Okay.
And the same polling group gave Donald Trump only a 45% approval rating. So it's not like this is a bunch of people that say they love Donald Trump. But when it comes to his policies, they love those. For example, lowering prescription drug prices for Medicare recipients and low-income patients. This is something that Donald Trump has proposed. The people like this idea. 86% in favor, only 14% against.
Well, yeah, I mean, who wants to choose between paying for your medicines and paying for groceries?
Right.
I mean,
deporting immigrants who are here illegally and have committed crimes. 80% are in favor, only 20% are against. If you watch the news, you'd think most Americans oppose deporting criminally illegal aliens. But even if you ask about deporting all immigrants who are here illegally, not just the criminal illegal aliens, 54% support that. Only 46% oppose. And remember, this is a poll that is regularly off between 5 and 10%. The president's other border and immigration policies are also supported. Closing the border with added security policies that discourage illegal crossings. 70 in favor, 30% opposed. Using the U.S. military to target cartel drug smugglers in Latin America. 58% in favor, only 42% opposed. Using the military to prevent illegal immigration into the U.S., 56% approve, 44% oppose.
Okay, well, then 2026 will be a red wave. I mean, why would it not be? So it sounds like to me folks support what President Trump, his initiatives.
Is doing.
The Democrats stand diametrically opposed
to all
to
of
that.
Those things. Here's why it might not. Because, again, Donald Trump's approval rating is only at 43%, 45%. When all of his policies are just presented just as policy, you don't mention Donald Trump's name. The policies, people go, yeah, that's actually a good idea.
So personally, you know what? I think the Democrats may have done a very effective job with that whole no kings movement. And they've made him out to look like he's some
kind of a monster.
But yet the policies that the monster is initiating,
that's
they
what
all
Americans
agree with.
Want. Yes.
So can you be a monster if you're only doing the things that the people want you to do?
But it's because the media, social media, big media, and the Democrat Party have done a very good job of convincing people that Trump is Hitler.
I'm sorry. How do you hold those two thoughts in your head? He's a monster.
They've hidden,
but I like everything the monster is doing.
They're hiding the fact that that's what he's doing. And most people simply don't pay enough attention to see.
But this poll, obviously in this poll, they paid enough attention to be able to respond favorably about these policy initiatives.
Go, I like that policy. But if you go, do you like Trump's policy of this? I'm not sure it'd have the same result because of Trump derangement syndrome. Look, undertaking full-scale effort.
I don't understand how you can hold those two thoughts in your head at the same time.
Because you're not paying attention to all the details.
What?
Because you're not paying attention to all the details. Undertaking a full effort to find and eliminate fraud and waste in the government expenditures. Basically, this is DOGE, continuing DOGE. 77% support, 23% oppose. Eliminating all preferences by race in the hiring and awarding of government contracts. 66% approve of this. Freezing and reevaluating all foreign aid expenditures and the department that handled them. 62% approve of that. How about gender policies? Banning men who have undergone operations and hormones to become women from girls' sports. 65% approve banning that. Raise fitness and readiness standards in the military on a gender-neutral basis. 64% approve of that.
Okay, you know,
declaring there are only two genders, male and female, in all government forms and programs. 61% approve of that.
Okay, but again, this doesn't make any sense because the Democrat Party stands diametrically opposed to every one of these policies.
Yes.
So, I mean, there's no middle ground. It's not like the Democrat Party can stand on that stage and say, oh, yeah, we're in favor of this a little bit, but, you know, with a little tweaking. I mean, seriously, they are completely opposed to these policies.
Placing tariffs on foreign countries, 62% approve. Even on placing tariffs on Mexico and Canada, 52% approve. People approve of using the National Guard to stop crime in cities.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Let's be honest. The healthcare system has become a maze of red tape and sky-high costs. That's why we want you to check out Altrua Health Share.
Altrua isn't insurance. It's a faith-based health-sharing community where members care for one another's medical needs. You get access to over a million providers nationwide, and you often save thousands of dollars every year.
Take back control of your healthcare. Visit altruahealth.org/AGR and use promo code FREEDOM100 for special savings when you join.
The Rustic Renegade is more than just a place that sells wares. I like to think of us as a movement that started back when I was in the service. I wanted a place where I could feel the communion and family that I felt while in the service and instill that in the community. I wanted to show the grown boys of Louisiana what grown men look, that we could have good biblical foundations of faith, family, and life. So give us a call at 337-357-1168 and online at therusticrenegade.com. Don't forget, we are the Sportsman's Paradise.
Have you ever been accused of something you didn't do? Your word alone might not be enough.
That's where iDetect from Global Data Fusion comes in. iDetect is the groundbreaking lie detection technology trusted by law enforcement, businesses.
iDetect can help prove your honesty when it matters most, whether it's workplace issues or clearing your name.
Call Global Data Fusion at 337-205-3007 and ask about iDetect. Mention American Ground Radio for exclusive benefits.
Global Data Fusion, hiring, screening, and now proving your integrity.
If you're tired of paying through the nose for health insurance, it's time to think smarter with Altrua Health Share.
Altrua is a faith-based, community-driven approach that lets members share one another's medical needs, saving thousands of dollars every year while keeping access to over a million doctors nationwide. Go to altruahealth.org/AGR. Use promo code FREEDOM100 for additional savings.
That's altruahealth.org/AGR. Promo code FREEDOM100.
Hey, y'all, check out these fun events around the state this weekend. November 7th, Big Boys Main Street Cook-Off in Thibodaux. November 7th through November 9th, Berwick Lighthouse Festival and Holy Ghost Creole Festival in Opelousas. November 8th, Thibodeauville Fall Fest in Thibodaux and the second annual Blue Denim Night in Folsom. Visit festivals.explorelouisiana.com and make your plans to laissez les bons temps rouler.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, I love my country, but you should already know. If you feeling this, it's American Ground Radio. If your country feels broken, there ain't no need to wait up. It's time to come together, time to make us all greater. Yeah, time to get it hyped. That's the message that I send you. The American dream, live to your fullest potential. Much love to the creator. I hope you hear me though. Now's the time, American Ground Radio.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Palmer, Lewis R. Avalone.
All right, so the statistics are quite sobering.
Okay.
When you look at this with respect to crisis pregnancy centers or pregnancy centers nationwide that help women sustain their decision for life. And
okay.
I put it that way because research shows that 60% of women who have had abortions would have preferred to choose life if they had more financial security or emotional support. And that's what pregnancy centers and life-affirming organizations across the country do every day.
60%. Now, here's where this whole abortion thing becomes a trap. And it's a trap that's been set up by society. Because society has told men, the abortion is the woman's decision. My body, my choice. You're the man. You shut up and you don't say anything. All right? So the woman will say, I'm thinking about having an abortion. And the man says, hey, it's your decision. And what the woman really wanted to hear was, I will support you and that baby. Because if they felt like they had more support, then they would have the baby.
Well,
but the men have been told,
no, you're
shut
right.
your mouth. This isn't about you. When what the woman really needs to hear in that moment is the man say, I'm going to step up and I'm going to be the best father that child's ever had. And I won't want you to have an abortion.
No. And that's why I bring all of this up, because the United States Supreme Court right now is taking up a New Jersey law that would force pregnancy resource centers and pro-life organizations.
Right.
To hand over their donor lists to the state.
Now,
and the state of New Jersey has actually admitted that when they went in to get the donor list from these pregnancy crisis centers, they hadn't actually done anything wrong. They were
right.
on a fishing expedition to get names and addresses and potentially to harass those donors.
Clarence Thomas was asking about this because this went before the Supreme Court. And Clarence Thomas said, did you have any complaints about these centers? No. But we thought maybe they might be saying things that were not true. Did anybody complain? Did anybody say that they had been harmed by these pregnancy centers before you began your investigation? Well, that's why we began our investigation, to see if somebody had been harmed.
Well, at least
that's
they admitted it. At least they admitted the truth about that part.
They were still trying to lie
about
it. But,
I mean, they were before the Supreme Court at that time.
They were still trying to say, well, we had good reason. No, you didn't. Nobody complained.
So
nobody complained.
If the court upholds this New Jersey law, donors to these pregnancy crisis centers will be intimidated.
Yeah.
The funding for these centers could collapse.
I think
clinics could close.
Down.
So it's very important that we keep a very close eye on this Supreme Court decision coming out of the United States Supreme Court regarding this New Jersey law.
Okay, let's get to a bright spot real quick.
I'm doing all right, getting good grades. The future's so bright. I gotta wear shade.
So the actress Jennifer Lawrence did an interview with the New York Times last week, and I think this was a bit of a bright spot. She was asked why she has decided not to be as politically outspoken as she was during President Trump's first term in office. Here she is talking with the lawyer, with the interviewer for the New York Times. Take a listen.
But as we've learned, election after election, celebrities do not make a difference whatsoever on who people vote for. And so then what am I doing? I'm just sharing my opinion on something that's going to just add fuel to a fire that's ripping the country apart. I mean, we are so divided.
There you go. She's learning. And she's one of the most influential people in Hollywood these days. She's a huge star. She has her own production company. She doesn't leave the house for less than $20 million, right? And yet she's finally realized that when it comes to politics, her influence isn't near as large as she once thought. And worse, her politics could destroy her film career. So she's keeping those political opinions to herself.
Well, I mean, and look, I guess there's some professions that lend itself more towards expressing your political opinion.
Well, like having a political talk show.
Yeah, exactly. Or being a politician.
Right.
But I think when you're a celebrity and you're an entertainer, right?
You need to be entertaining everybody. Otherwise, you're cutting your audience in half.
I mean, the question is your entertainment value centered on your political opinion? Now, there are some folks out there whose entertainment value is their political ideology.
You get some stand-up comedians
that.
Like that. Bill Maher's one in that category.
Exactly. And so that's perfectly legitimate.
Right.
But if you're someone that is on the big screen, like a Tom Hanks, for example.
Right.
I mean, you're playing every man.
You are every man, right?
Then maybe you should be every man and just hold your opinions to yourself.
And it's Tom Hanks could make some movies if he wanted to. For example, he's been a big fan of supporting the troops with the World War II films, the World War II projects he did. He was also in favor of some gay rights. That's why he did the movie Philadelphia.
But you know,
he won an Oscar for that.
But let me rephrase that. Tom Hanks can do whatever he wants to do. He just has to understand that he's going to lose a percentage of his fans.
Yes.
Because of that.
And Jennifer Lawrence is right here. She has learned that she could lose half of her audience and that people won't go see her art, as she puts it, because they don't like her politics. Celebrities are not going to change elections, but they could destroy their own careers, or worse, they could inspire people to commit political violence. Jennifer Lawrence talked about that. She doesn't want to be a part of creating a bigger divide. So I think this is a bright spot that Jennifer Lawrence has not decided to be a part of that anymore. The sad part was, if you watch the interview in the New York Times interviewer, Jennifer Lawrence says, I don't want to be a part of that. And the interviewer goes,
suspicious of that as well.
Because apparently the New York Times wants celebrities to be part of the political divide.
Yeah, it's like, what are you thinking?
We'll be right back, stick around.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
How do you guarantee you hire the right employee?
Global Data Fusion, they do background checks for nearly any type of business in Louisiana.
They feature variations of fingerprinting and lie detection services.
I wonder if I can use that on my wife when the Amazon packages show up at the front door.
Steven finally admit he took the last candy bar in the office.
I admit nothing.
Global Data Fusion also offers drug testing, and their services are available for anyone in Louisiana.
Go to globaldatafusion.com. That's globaldatafusion.com, and find the right employee.
You ever feel like plain water just isn't cutting it? That's why you should start using PerformLite from Victory Nutrition International. One packet turns your water into next level hydration.
So it's not just flavor, it's function.
Exactly. It's got balanced sea salts and electrolytes for better fluid absorption.
Well, I'm in. Where do I get it?
Go to vni.life/AGR and use the code AGR20 for 20% off.
That's vni.life/AGR and type in code AGR20 to save 20%. At American Ground Radio, we believe in faith, family, and that is what Altrua Health Share is all about.
Altrua is a faith-based community where members share medical needs, helping families across America stay healthy and supported without the high costs of traditional insurance.
Healthcare the way it should be.
Learn how you can save at altruahealth.org/AGR and use promo code FREEDOM100 for an extra discount.
altruahealth.org/AGR. Promo code FREEDOM100.
800.
There are lots of problems in America today. Fortunately, there are even more solutions if you know where to look.
And that is why we wrote Bright Spots Big Country, What Makes America Great.
This is a big country and it's full of big, bold solutions to our most pressing problems. Just read inside.
Okay, how do you bring down the prices for quality health care?
Read page 91.
How do you fix Social Security?
Read page 77.
How do you improve education for the next generation?
Read page 103.
America is a big country with big solutions to our biggest problems, but you have to know where to look.
Success leaves clues. By showing you where things are going right in America, we'll show you the way to restore the American dream for you and your family.
What is it that makes America great?
That is on page 135.
Read Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great by Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr, and see the answers we discover to our most looming challenges.
Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great. Available today at Amazon.com or BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to the fastest-growing conservative talk show in the country. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall tales from Joe Biden in a single bound. Look, look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a weather balloon from China.
We can't have anyone freak out there, okay? Gotta keep our composure.
No, it's American Ground Radio, fighting for truth, justice, and the American way.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
I mean, she would not be the most intellectually challenged United States senator that this country has ever seen, of course, or member of Congress.
No.
And I'm talking about Jasmine Crockett, who is now running for the United States Senate from Texas.
No, I think Al Green's maybe currently the most mentally challenged person in Congress.
She has said some really ridiculous things.
So she's up there. But she didn't ask if a troop buildup in Okinawa would cause the island to flip over.
No, but she did at a human rights campaign event. Mm-hmm. She referred to disabled or wheelchair-bound Governor Greg Abbott as Governor Hot Wheels.
She did do that.
On a podcast recently, she claimed the role of law enforcement is to solve crime, not prevent crime. Now, that's absurd on its face.
That is absurd, because if you actually prevent crime, then you don't have to solve them.
She's built part of her social media theatrics, like TikTok, viral TikTok videos, shouting matches. She said, let's speak truth to MAGA. I mean, that's basically what she's campaigned.
MAGA wants truth. What MAGA doesn't appreciate is the gaslighting we've been receiving since 2015. That's what we don't want.
But
truth would be a nice change of pace.
Truth is fine, but how about some solutions? If you're going to call Republicans, you're going to call MAGA out as vile and all of this dramatic alliteration.
Right.
What is the policy? What is your vision? Just noise?
No, it's just woe.
When I say woe, I mean woe.
This weekend was the anniversary of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, which led the United States into World War II. 2,403 Americans were killed that day during the surprise attack. Thousands more survived the attack and have gathered at Pearl Harbor on December 7th every year since, except this year. You see, there are now only 12 people still alive who survived the attack that day back in 1941. All 12 were more than 100 years old, and none were fit enough to travel to Hawaii for the ceremonies. However, a group called the Sons and Daughters of Pearl Harbor Survivors still give speeches and presentations about Pearl Harbor year-round to honor the sacrifices of their fathers. Deidre Kelly, the group's president, told CNN, "When they're all gone, we're still going to be here, and it's our intent to keep the memory alive as long as we're alive." May your pursuit of happiness bring you joy.